Welcome to Cheers to Careers.
And Life's Frontiers.
I'm Kim.
And I'm Phyllis.
Everybody's busy these days, so we're keeping it real in 15.
Just 15 minutes.
As we discuss a variety of topics from the current market, the ever-changing corporate world, and life events that can impact a career. We'll be sharing some great stories and valuable advice from our experiences working with top professionals.
And hundreds of leading firms.
Our objective is to educate, inspire, and to spread a little joy along the way.
Let's get to it.
Hey, we're back in the studio and recovering from another incredibly busy year and an interesting start to the first quarter of 2024. And we know you're busy, so our objective is to keep this to 15 minutes.
Yes, 15 minutes, and our strict colleague, Miss Jane here, will ensure we keep it to that.
Yes, so what's happening? All right, let's talk about it a little bit. So we're getting lots of people asking, what are you seeing in the market? Any trends? Would love to schedule a call to chat about what you're seeing. So we thought we'd give you a quick update on how this year has started.
Yes, and we're going to share with you our view from the middle, as we call it, meaning what we experience working with both the client companies and candidates, people considering making job changes.
And as a reminder, we now have worked for over 250 companies from around.
I am impressed.
Yeah,
it's impressive.
We are impressive. I know. And thousands of professionals, many of you out there who love us, and we love you.
That's right.
So we see lots from both sides, and it's pretty, is it fascinating?
It could be fascinating. It could be frustrating. It depends on the day.
Yeah.
You know, for any of the three of us involved, companies,
yes,
candidates, or us in the middle.
So first, although some have recovered nicely, there are many firms and individuals trying to figure out what's best for their organization and their careers post-COVID. So most firms are now wanting their employees, they're pulling them back. They want them near headquarters or their offices. But settling on a nice hybrid 3 days in, 2 days out arrangement. Although there are a number wanting people totally back in the office, but fewer and fewer, you know, they're fewer and fewer open to totally remote these days. So,
you
know,
right.
Let's face it, the way we work, well, will it ever go back?
No. No, that those days are gone for good.
Yeah.
And maybe that's okay, you
yeah
know.
Mm-hmm.
But we still have to figure it out. Everybody's still trying to work through what's going to be right for their company.
Yeah. And then you have AI exploding onto the scene.
AI scares me.
Is this so scary? Why is this scary?
Well, I'm hearing it's going to replace a lot of jobs.
Yeah.
You know, do you think it really will have that big of an impact? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. Should we be worried? Are we safe? I don't know. It's kind of like when the internet, we started to hear about that. You know, it's like the next big thing. Will it ruin everything? You know, I feel like it's just going to, we'll end up adapting, right?
I don't know. I may start launch a resistance, but I think it's too late.
All right, Debbie Downer.
You know, the big thing I'm worried about is they keep saying it might destroy mankind.
Oh.
So it won't matter then.
Yes. Okay. All right. So, I mean, let's just not worry about it then. But regarding the market, let's go there.
Yeah.
The current market, it's somewhat interesting, depending on the industry and function that you're in. We've spent quite a bit of time working with companies who took their downtime as an opportunity to make some organizational and staffing changes. And post-COVID, they've been ramping up on the leadership capabilities and skill sets in certain areas and certain key positions, restructuring a bit.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Splitting up and spinning off and breaking up and yeah making up.
Which
and,
is hard to
you
do.
Know, and, yeah, they're, and they're getting really creative and probably dancing harder than ever as they try to keep the shareholders and investors and Wall Street happy.
Yeah, always a consideration. But another observation is, or more than just an observation, right, is
yeah
private equity seems to now own the world.
They do. They yeah own the world.
If you're working at a company now, you might too be owned by private equity. Do you know? I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But their reputation has changed, right?
It has, at least from where we're sitting. We used to hear people grumble a lot about how hard it was, how intense it was to work for private equity. And it might still be that way in some pockets, but mm-hmm what we're not hearing is as much complaining.
Mm-hmm.
And we think that there's a friendlier relationship these days. And maybe it is because, you know, they own the world.
Yeah.
And
they've, nice
they've chilled out a little bit,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah, but it's not met with so much dread, like
yes
particularly in the recruiting environment where you're bringing a private equity group to a person. And I would always cringe when I said it. I'd be like, and one other thing.
Around by PE.
Yeah.
Well, now many say, hey, do you have any PE-owned companies?
Yes.
Because they want to go in and work there 5 years until they turn it over and cash out.
And they retire.
And go to the beach.
Why not? But, you know, we're also experiencing many leaders informing us that they are now quietly considering external opportunities. So what we're trying to work through is and get a handle on is how much of it is based on what's happening with their company internally and how much is related to their feeling more comfortable exploring opportunities. You know, we're trying to figure that out.
I know. I'm getting a number of calls from executives wanting to talk, and it's not about their hiring needs, but it's about their own careers and getting some perspective and, you know, wanting to hear about the market and what kind of new opportunities they should be thinking about, if any.
Yeah.
You know? Many times, you know, checking out another company just kind of reinforces to you that you should stay right where you are, but it's really smart to keep your options open.
Yeah, I think that's the overriding sort of the main question is people are coming to us and wondering, what's happening out there? What's it like? So, you know, the good news is there continues to be lots of hiring underway. It is happening, so you know, but many companies are moving slowly, very cautiously, and, you know, from launching a search to closing and placing a top candidate, the time frame can be stretched out as far or as long as 3 to 6 months, typically.
Well, it used to be,
But
now it could be 8 months, 10 months.
Oh, my
gosh. You know, sometimes longer. It takes a while.
Yeah.
And
I had a candidate say to me, they're not interested in me, right? I'm like, no, I wouldn't say that. I haven't heard that.
They love you. They love you.
That's why they've been sitting on you for 5 weeks. That's how much, you know.
Yeah, you know, what happens is, you know, companies, they'll take a candidate all the way through final rounds, and then they'll say to us, okay, we love them. Can we see some other candidates? Or we really love them. Can you keep them warm? We've got some things going on in the background that may impact this role. And so they ask us to keep them warm.
Oh, in our warming room, right, in the room.
And it is warm. It's
warm
nice
in there.
And toasty.
Yeah. People
we've got
love
a
it.
Fireplace.
Yeah.
We've got blankets, hot chocolate.
That's so good. And you know, they love it for about a week or two.
Yeah.
And that's about a polite amount of time to keep someone in our warming room.
Right.
But then, you know, after a month or so, their families miss them. They want to go home. They want to get on with their lives, right?
That's exactly right.
And more importantly, what the company needs to hear is top candidates, they start questioning whether you're really interested in them.
Yeah, and you know, and our job's hard because we have to keep them warm and keep them engaged, you know, and reaffirm to them, no, they really, really like you.
Yeah.
They do. You know, it's just that these things are happening in the background. And you know, what happens is the best candidates have other options.
Yeah.
And so no matter how interested they are in a hiring company, they can look to other options, and many times there's another option that's
waiting
right there at their doorstep. So
yeah, and they can move them through the process. I've seen many companies outpace others, just by, you know, moving through the process. So there is so much happening in 24, from it being an election year, unrest in the Middle East, the Ukraine war, and many other things that can impact a company's timing and focus on new investments, staffing plans, and much more.
That's right. I mean, just this morning I heard from someone, a VP with a very high-profile global company who has decided to make a change because that company is pulling back on their investments in many other regions of the world and primarily going to focus on the U.S. and maybe one other region. So it's impacted this person's job, which has resulted in her saying, you know what, I'm gonna start looking.
Mm-hmm.
So I imagine that's happening with a lot of companies.
Yeah. So what's your best advice?
My best advice is to get a resume and own your career because you know what we always say: nobody is secure. Hate to be a Debbie Downer, but no one. We've seen it happen over and over again, regardless of company, regardless of how well you're doing, regardless of how well that company's doing. There's so many factors that go into place. As you think about your security. So you have to own your career, and that means, you know,
an updated resume.
Update that resume.
Yeah.
You know.
And occasionally take a call from a recruiter.
Especially us.
Yes.
You know, always pick up that phone.
We have lovely calls. with people. They love us.
They do. We just want to catch up, you know. And every now and then it is a good time, you know, to just, you know, talk. And sometimes it's just furthering your network and building a relationship that you might be able to leverage down the road.
Yeah, or you never know when that one opportunity is going to come along. And it may not be on the exact timing you were thinking, mm-hmm. but we've seen a lot of what great scenarios where...
Oh, absolutely, where people take their career to the next level. Mm-hmm. And, you know, many top candidates who had, you know, they were not proactive in looking for another job, and they get this call and they go, wow, we should be thinking about this. Mm-hmm. They go home and talk to their partner, spouse, and the next thing you know, they're in process. And we've seen so many people take their career to the next level.
Yeah. But to do that, you have to have a resume,
yes,
right?
Yes. Yeah. And if you haven't updated your resume or even prepared one in a long time, you know, shoot us a note. We mm-hmm. You can find us on our website and send us a note. We've got a lovely format that we call our executive format, but really anybody can use it, and we'll send it over to you. And by all means, do not pay anyone to prepare your resume.
Yeah.
And we get many people will say, oh, well, I have a resume preparer that's going to do it for me. They should have it ready in 3 weeks. And then I kind of squeeze in and ask them, you know, what are you paying that person, you know, that doesn't know you or anything
yeah.
about your background?
Or probably not a business person, all
yeah.
kinds of stuff.
Yeah, you know, do it yourself. And, you know, this format can guide you through it.
Yeah.
You know best what your accomplishments and results are. And keep in mind the job you're applying for as you do tweak your resume here and there.
Yeah.
The other thing we see is people who have not done a resume in a long time, they will come to us with a one-page resume, and they've been with the company 15 years or 20. We go, you can graduate from your campus resume now. You're an executive.
Yes.
And then we get the other chatty ones
oh,
that
yeah.
want to do, you know, 4 or 5 pages, and we go, save something for the interview.
Yes.
You know? You know, and a lot of companies, you know, we know a lot
oh, yeah.
of companies, they evaluate the resume and as a communication style.
Yeah.
And I had one very senior level person who one of our candidates insisted on submitting a 4-page resume. And the executive said no.
Yeah.
You know,
just based on that.
Based
yeah.
on that,
yeah.
the person was out of consideration.
Yeah.
Which was short-sighted of, you
yeah.
know, mm-hmm. but... It was one of those things where things were moving fast and
yeah.
said, nope.
That could be a cultural like mismatch too, where
yeah.
it's just like, that's telling them all they need to know
yeah.
about whether they fit there or not.
That's exactly right. And then, you know, people need to think about your resume. It's ever changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a document that stays with you throughout your career. It's your marketing copy. So you need to invest in it, and it might take you 2 or 3 days or, you know, over a weekend to get it the way you want.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very... good investment of your time. Absolutely.
Yeah. What else do you think people should think about when they're going to make a career change as they start that process?
Well, one thing, you need to step back and give yourself what we call the gift of reflection. I love that. It is the gift of reflection, and you owe it to yourself to take some time to really step back and think about what your ideal job situation would be, someplace where you can leverage your experience and have the ability to continue growing your career and, best of all, feel fulfilled and valued. And you want to like the people, too. That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
And fit with the culture. That's a big one. So, you know, that cultural fit is not to be ignored when you're in the process.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Jane... Stop that chain.
Oh, how's our egg timer
She's
looking?
Not, I mean, honestly.
We're getting down to the wire.
We're just getting warmed up.
Okay. We're getting a little chatty.
We have
yeah.
a promise. Okay, to yeah. keep this. We got to keep
okay.
this real.
Yeah,
on a lighter note, in the current craziness of the world, of uncertainty, we actually declared 2024 our...
Year of joy.
Year of joy, yes. Committing ourselves to find more joy, have more fun, laugh more, and more importantly... We try not to take ourselves too seriously, one, because it doesn't work very well for us.
No. And we live in gratitude. We are grateful, not greedy. And if we can make a difference in someone's life each day and maybe bring them a little joy, then we've done our job. Sometimes we lift people up, and sometimes they're heavy. but if we can lift them up and inspire them on some level, then, you know, we feel great about our job.
Yeah. What about you? What are you doing for joy?
Well, I'll be headed on a cruise with a very valued client firm. It's business. It's business, ladies.
Yeah.
But I have to behave myself. So.
Oh, that means you're scaling back at the casino?
I guess I'm going to have to or go incognito. No,
casino incognito. It's a lifestyle brand. Bye, Phyllis.
That might be a TikTok thing.
I think it is. We'll have to do that. This. Yeah, join us on TikTok as well.
Well, I also have to figure out how not to get in a bathing suit at that private beach that they have.
I do that all summer. And then I want to see photos of you guys on the water slide together.
What about you?
Me?
Yeah, for joy.
Jeezel.
Your whole life is just
my
joy.
My life is so joyful. No, I am raising my lovely daughter. She's 9, and we're on our way to Orlando.
That's awesome.
So you know how much joy parents have in Orlando.
Yes.
Need I say more?
What about you, Janie?
Oh, I am just getting back from some knee surgery, so enjoying being outside, getting back to working out, and just living
walking.
Life. Yeah, walking.
Being
yeah.
able to walk.
Yes, how true.
And we value that because life is short, and we can't avoid so much of the stress that comes our way, but we can find ways to bring joy in our lives, and we want you to do that and maybe even bring joy to someone else's life.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
But if you're thinking about planting some joy, you can join us in the coming weeks.
Yeah, we're
right?
excited and hopefully bring a little joy, but also some valuable information on some topics we're going to cover, AI being one of them. I don't know how much joy is going to be in the AI one, but we're going to talk about AI, and we're also going to
A minute. There's probably a Law and Order segment coming up about AI, isn't there?
I'm sure.
It's coming.
Oh, I know my spirit animal, Captain Olivia Benson. Why did you mention her?
Sorry.
Okay, and the other thing we're going to talk about is we're going to teach you how to screw up a successful interview.
Yes.
Screw up an interview, period. Because social media is all
right.
Go, folks, even before this, go back and check your social media accounts everywhere.
Gosh. Jane and I were working a search recently, and we both, it was two candidates that were, there was concerning commentary. And it's, why do we have to say it? It's, watch what you're doing out there, please.
Uh-huh. That's going to be a whole segment.
Yeah, it has to be.
And the other one is chemistry, and not in the lab.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You might bring really amazing credentials and experience, but do you fit with the culture and and do you have chemistry with the decision makers and the people in the organization? So, there's a lot we're going to cover, and we hope you tune in.
Yes. And, keeping it real
Jane.
In 18 instead of 15.
We're in trouble.
Jane. Oh, we're sorry. Well, hey.
Let's just say thank you for tuning in. Yeah. And until next time, hope you'll go find a little joy.
Yes.